The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that the whole world should be enrolled. This was the first enrollment when Quirinius was governor of Syria. So all went to be enrolled, each to his own town. And Joseph, too, went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David. He went to be enrolled with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to have her child. She gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. There were shepherds in that region living in the fields and keeping night watch over their flocks. The angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were struck with great fear. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I proclaim to you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For today in the city of David, a Savior has been born for you, the one who is Christ and Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find an infant wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was a multitude of heavenly hosts with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." The Gospel of the Lord. Let me offer a few words of homily, and then after that, as has been our tradition for many, many years, we will sing Silent Night. I grew up in a church where judgment was severe. In order to belong, you had to be deemed worthy. Any kind of violation of the law, you were threatened with hell. And many times, as a teenager and as a young person, I stood at the portals of hell and I saw eternal flames. It was a church in which you had to merit. You had to be worthy. You had to qualify. A judgmental church. A church which divided and separated people, those who belonged and those who did not belong, since they were not qualified or considered worthy. It will take me years of prayer and reflection and good, sound spiritual direction to come to the understanding and the experience of God's infinite love. It's free, it's a gift, and it's infinite, it's all-embracing, and there are no people who are excluded. Infinite is very big. It will take me years to understand that in the Bible, more than any other phrase you will find, "Do not be afraid," 365 times in the Bible, once for every day. "Do not be afraid," we found it in the Gospel today. The shepherds are awed by the appearance of the angel, and they said, "Do not be afraid, have no fear. God is visiting you." to come to an awareness of God that you don't have to earn it, you don't have to qualify, you don't have to be worthy. The love of God is given to you without exception and without condition. That's what it means when Jesus Christ is born into our humanity. He anoints our humanity. He sanctified us. He made being fully human a holy condition. So we live in a moment now, even though you'll still hear some voices from the past in the church today saying you have to merit, you have to qualify, you have to belong, you have to be pure and unblemished in order to be in the fullness of this community. That's not what the Word teaches us. And now when we get to celebrate this Christmas, let me explain how this happens. In the Gospel of Luke, and only in Luke, we have the Holy Family journeying from Nazareth, which is in the north, to Bethlehem in the south, 65, 70 miles. Our pilgrim people will understand this because we traveled the journey even last month. And the Gospel of Matthew says there was no room in the inn, a bad translation of the Greek. No room in the inn, the word that uses katalima, which is a Greek word that means this is where the people live. This is the area where people dwell, where they eat, where they belong, where they welcome. They welcome strangers or visitors to the katalima. Inside, in the inner part of the home, there was a section for the animals. They'd bring in small animals at night, chickens, small animals. And if the weather was bad, they'd bring in large animals like maybe sheep or a donkey or a cow. It's part of a home. It's the inner section. And since there was no room in the katalima where the people dwelled, Jesus was born in the inner section of a home. Therefore, he was born in a home. He was born in a family. He was born in a place of hospitality where humanity could come to life anointed in the presence of Jesus Christ. Therefore, my friends, teach your children about the infinite love of God. The manner you will teach them is that in your home, especially at Christmas, there is room in the katalima. There is a place here without judgment, without separation, without distinction, and into this holy space, people are welcome. It's true for a church. Here at Holy Family, you don't have to qualify. You're here, you already belong. You're part of a family. I have journeyed with you for 38 years. We are a family. I consider you my family. I have a great love for you, and I know you have a great love for me. In this holy space, we celebrate the birth of our children in baptism. We celebrated First Communions, confirmations. We celebrated matrimony. Here in this holy space, we prayed over our dead. We prayed for our sick. We lived life here. It's a place of life. It's a place where all are welcome. It's a song we crafted 30 more years ago that the sign of Holy Family would be all are welcome. And therefore, this is a holy space because here we are meant to experience God's infinite love. Teach your children. by the manner in which you live out the wonder of God's presence in your homes. Because at Christmas, you know, they'll all show up. The weird ones, the unique ones, the special ones, the ones who are difficult, they'll all show up. Make your place holy by the manner in which you express and you witness the infinite love of Jesus Christ. And therefore, in the spirit of the moment, an understanding of God become present to us, anointing our humanity in the birth of Christ. We celebrate your presence. We thank you for coming. We bless you for the gift that each and every one of you brings to make this church alive, to make this church holy, to bring to life in this church now, through our prayer and our belonging, the gift of Christmas. Now we'll sing our prayer. Please stand, and we'll sing our prayer in silent night. You belong, just remember that, and we'll all make the journey in Jesus Christ.